KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tyreek Wynn. Here's the latest on the Black Information Network. Sean Diddy Combs is facing a new lawsuit from a woman who accuses him of drugging and sexually assaulting her over 20 years ago. Filed in the Supreme Court in New York County, the lawsuit alleges Combs promised to mentor the woman and provide connections in the industry before he became coercive. The Congressional Black Caucus is endorsing Democratic Assemblyman Herb Conway for South Jersey's first ever black congressman. The caucus is an influential group of black members of the U.S. House and Senate. Fulton County, Georgia's D.A. Fonnie Willis is fighting back against the dismissal of six counts against Donald Trump and several others in the election interference case. Fonnie Willis's office filed an appeal in hopes of reversing Judge Scott McAfee's March decision. The charges dismissed involve accusations that state officials were illegally influenced to call a special session to appoint Trump electors in 2020. That's the latest. I'm Tyreek Wayne on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hey, it's Dean Sharp. How does 3 months of free electricity and a lifetime of energy savings sound? Well, it's yours when you go solar with Sunlux. Learn more at sunlux.com, sunlux.com.
Follow the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation.
Leader.
And intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Morning, KBLA Talk 1580 Congregation. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the stuff that doesn't get talked about enough within our households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. On Living Life to the Fullest, the Lupus Foundation says this: your life doesn't have to be less cool or less interesting or less fun now that you have lupus. You can still have a fabulous, exciting life and do all the things that you want to do. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and I want you to remind your friends and family to download the 1580, the KBLA 1580 app, where they can listen anywhere, anytime. May is Lupus Awareness Month, and our topic today is Black Women in the Loop. With us this morning is my friend and Tollifer Barbershop comrade, Tony R. Wayford, president and CEO of the I Choose Life Foundation. Under Tony's leadership, I Choose Life has developed a vital, inclusive, and workable cooperative interaction between African-American community and network of health providers, advocates, activists, community leaders, and organizations. I Choose Life brings attention and resources to several major interlateral health concerns, disparities facing the African-American community, things like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, mental health, lupus, obesity, cancer, STDs, and small cell lung cancer. I Choose Life supports a life-affirming culture and values and internal resources that helps our community become effectively informed, organized, and engaged in cooperative health care prevention projects focused on choosing life and reflecting ideas and actions that lead to health deterioration and death. Joining us this morning on the hotline is Susan Baraski, the executive director of national nonprofit organization Lupus LA. Recognizing that lupus patients are often underserved in the underserved community, she has directed Lupus LA efforts to close the healthcare equity gap. The organization tirelessly works to level the playing field by providing support, resources, and free access to advancing lupus education, especially crucial as lupus disproportionately affects marginalized populations. Ms. Baraski, welcome to Urban Family Focus. Brother Tony, I'm glad to have you here with me this morning.
Good to see you, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, and we appreciate you being a part of this conversation. And I'm going to start with you, and just give us a little bit about what lupus is and why it's so more impactful in the African-American community than in other communities.
Yeah, so lupus is a disease that, unfortunately, at this point, you know, we don't have a ton of information about the origin of it. We know that it's a genetic disease that disproportionately affects women of color. About 60,000 lupus patients in Los Angeles, about 1.5 million in the United States. And 90% of lupus patients are women, and two-thirds of those women are women of color. So at Lupus LA, we know that this is a disease that discriminates. And so at our core is that we're dedicated to addressing the health disparities in patients through education, awareness, and advocacy.
So thank you for that. So now, the other thing I have to ask you since we just get started is, how did you meet this gentleman sitting in front of me, and how did you come affiliated with I Choose Life?
Yes. So Tony was attended one of our free in-person patient conferences at UCLA and spoke up quite a bit about really addressing the African-American community and the Latin community. And we had a very nice, heated sort of dialogue. And he asked me if we could have lunch and we could talk about how we could work together. And we had a fantastic time and connected on a lot of advocacy and awareness goals. And he asked me to join him today.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for being here. Now, Brother Tony, a lot of folk know who you are, but there may be some who missed the fine print in the Sentinel. We've got a couple of minutes here. So tell people about I Choose Life, how you got it started, and what your mission and purpose is.
Well, you know, my history goes way back, working initially in the entertainment industry. I was really fortunate to be a publicist at one time, working with Eddie Murphy, Miles Davis, Nita Baker. The list goes on and on, and traveling back and forth from L.A. to New York. And a friend of mine had actually left UCLA. She's a PA and a nurse practitioner, and she went to work for Pfizer, and she was actually working in HIV, and she was trying to get community tests and couldn't come up with any ways of doing it at the time. I was also doing public relations for Al Haymon, which we all, those black people know, was the largest black promoter of music in this country. And we gave away tickets across the country for people to test for HIV. When you came back for your results, you got a ticket to go to the show. And fortunately, over the next 18 months from that point, we tested over 36,000 black people in 24 states, 66 cities, and it took a life of its own. I became interested in health as it related to black people, and I didn't see enough of us, especially during the HIV pandemic, because there was certainly not very many black men who weren't either IDU, intravenous drug users, and or MSM men who have sex with other men, getting involved in the conversation. But me being a father and having a daughter, I thought, hey, I got to step in here and do something. And then it just took a life of its own. So, and I'm absolutely in heaven doing this work around health inequities as it relates to black people in this country.
And we're absolutely happy that you are doing what you're doing, because you are impacting a lot of people everywhere, not just here in L.A., with some of the things that you initiate. And the lady said you had a conversation about it, a vibrant conversation about it. I said, well, that's Tony Wayford. when he has a conversation, it is vibrant.
Yeah, and that was really cool, because when I met Susan, we were up at UCLA. And, I don't try to bum rush anybody, but it was just interesting that, because she was, it was clear that she cared. That's why she wouldn't have been having this conference. But the challenge for me was that it was at UCLA. It was on a Saturday. And those great, as Susan just said, those greatest impact are women of color. I use black. And that a lot of times we don't have the resource to get to those events. You know? And so I said, let's meet. And she put her money where her mouth is. And we've been talking and figuring out how we can work together. Because I think it's important. We got to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was cool for me.
Well, I'm glad to have both of you here. And we are going to talk about Black Women in the Loop, which is basically how it's overly impacting our community and what we can do to utilize some of the resources that are out here to improve that situation. So Susan Baraski, Tony Wayford, glad you're here with me this morning. And we're going to continue our conversation on Black Women in the Loop when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hi, Tavis Smiley here. We're getting closer to June 18th and time is running out for you to register to join us for our historic symposium live on C-SPAN, Tuesday, June 18th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the California Science Center in Exposition Park. Admission is free, but you must register at KBLA1580.com right now if you want to be in the audience when the nation will see, for the first time ever, a stage full of brilliant Black folk talking about the urgency of now. Climate justice, climate equity, climate resilience. It's all going down. Well, it's actually all going up. Tuesday, June 18th, 4 to 7 p.m., live from the California Science Center in Exposition Park. Again, admission is free, but we're filling up fast. So if I were you, I would log on right now to KBLA1580.com to reserve your seat. Caring about the climate, caring about the community. We're KBLA Talk 1580. We've got your black. Got your black.
Girl, I have a secret. When I get stressed out, I get sweaty. That's why I use Secret Clinical Antiperspirant. It's like my own secret weapon. For 72 hours, I get Secret's strongest protection against sweat caused by stress, heat, and activity. Because you know how crazy life can get. Plus, it's made with advanced odor fighters that don't just cover up smelliness. They help prevent it from happening in the first place. Believe me, if I weren't wearing Secret, I'd be a hot, smelly mess. Thankfully, Secret works.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What make you, make you?
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader newspaper Community Share Facebook group page, or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage, or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today. Today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with Susan Baraski, the executive director of the nonprofit organization Lupus LA, and Tony Wayford, the CEO of I Choose Life. We're talking about women in the loop and how the disease lupus impacts our community disproportionately, as most diseases impact our community disproportionately. So, Ms. Baraski, you know, tell us a little bit about some of the support services and resources that your organization provides.
I'd love to. I'd love to. One of the things that we have learned, and I've been with the organization for 5 years, one of the things that, you know, we do at Lupus LA is we always say it's at the simplest form is that we answer the telephone. And we often hear from patients who feel that surprised when that happens, because I think often there's no connection between the patient and some of these larger nonprofits. And so what we have really built a trust and an exchange that we're listening to the community. So one of the things that we focus mostly on is education. And we know that because this disease disproportionately affects the African American community, and we know that clinical trials and a lot of gaslighting goes on sort of in medical appointments, one of the things we put forward, and most importantly, is education. So we have several digital programs so people can access them at any time. We have a series called Facebook Live with Experts, where we bring experts in lupus, in comorbidities, in health, nutrition. We often do programming on gaslighting, how to manage your appointments. And we feel like through these programs, a lot of the communities that we serve would not normally have access to this information and education, which they can really take directly to their appointments, directly to their doctors, and in a sense, self-advocate for themselves with all this information. So our educational programs are key. So, another thing that we do, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. You gave a lot of great information there, but I wanted you to tell people who are listening, how would they access that? Is there a website they go to? How do they find this information you just told us about?
Absolutely. So our website is lupusla.org, and on that website you'll have all of our resources. In addition, we are on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, and so all of these educational programs, if you don't see them live, they're recorded and put in our library, both on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, and on our website.
Okay. Yeah. And if there's anybody out there listening who has a family member or may be dealing with lupus themselves and have a question they'd like to ask Tony Wayford or Susan Baraski, you can call us at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580 to make your contribution to Black women in the loop. Tony, those resources she just told us that we can get, and I know this is a big deal for you because you've been working for years trying to get us to get more involved in, you know, testing and trials. That's how you started, as you told us. So any comments you have about this lupus information that she's...
I think it's great. And I think that's it for me. If anything, that's the beauty of social media now. There's so much ignorance and insanity out there. Mm-hmm. It's nice when you can see, when you can actually use it for something that's positive and good. Mm-hmm. I'm damn near shocked when I see somebody use it for something that makes sense. And that, again, that's what drew me to Susan in Lupus LA, because, again, I've been working on this lupus project. I'm partnering with this organization called Jumo Health back in New York. And it's funny, I met them the same way I met Susan. We were on a conference call during COVID, and I was just being me and just talking, and I met with the president and CEO of that organization. We hooked up and we saw that we could create some synergy around different health inequities and disparities in the Black community. And, you know, it's funny because it's funny. I shouldn't say funny. It's actually sad that we don't have more of these kind of conversations, mm-hmm. because what saddens me and breaks my heart is that as a people, Black people are disproportionately impacted by every disease state known to man.
Right.
And when most of the time we're on the menu, but we damn sure ain't at the table, mm-hmm. when it comes to these conversations. And I think the hardest part is because we don't have an opportunity and a space to talk about it in our own special and unique type of way. Mm-hmm. And somehow when you talk about health inequities and disparities, people confuse different with being deficient. Mm-hmm. And Black people, we have a different rhythm. And I celebrate that rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's not deficient from other cultures and other people. And I think that's what makes it harder to get our people involved in these conversations. Mm-hmm. harder to get our people involved in things like clinical trials and research, which is, I think, is very important. And because we don't also, one, we don't have these we don't have these conversations in safe spaces. Like this station is here in the community. Everybody knows about you guys in Tavis. You know what I mean?
You took the words right out of my mouth when you were talking about the things that we don't have. Let me tell you what we do have. we got KVLA Talk.
That's right.
And everything you just got finished talking about, we address here on this radio station Monday through Sunday.
Right.
There are people having conversations much like the conversations I'm having. I tend to focus a lot more on mental health and addiction and health and wellness than some. But everybody involved in this radio station has the exact same purpose that you have, and that's to make sure that we are not just in the room but in the conversation and participating in anything that helps our community improve.
Right. And I also, it goes back to, you know, in our industry, there's this thing called evidence-based.
Right.
You know, before they give you funding and all that, they want evidence-based that it works. And it's just, and this is evidence-based because we met in the barbershop. You know what I mean? We've known each other for years. Yeah, both our hair was black at the time, you know? and we've been trying to get together, and we finally had the opportunity to put this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the things that I think that the large society and the dominant society, if you will, don't understand.
Right.
And don't give us the space and the latitude to do what we need to do so we can actually take control of our lives.
Absolutely.
Because it's us, we have to create our own language and logic to address our own special and unique problems.
Exactly.
As
exactly.
A people.
And we're fortunate when we are introduced to people like Susan Baraski, Executive Director of Lupus LA, because Susan, I want you to continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you're on a rhythm. You had your rhythm going there.
I'm very passionate about this, so I apologize.
No.
We want you to stay passionate and tell us a little bit more.
Yeah. I think, you know, based on your conversation, one of the things that I'll tell you that I was, you know, very surprised at is we're starting to get approached by a lot of clinical trial companies. We're thankful that there is more research. You know, there's been such a lack of research in the lupus space. And there happens to be a real uptick in research and clinical trials. And somebody had told me from one of the clinical trial companies that there were less than 1% of black people in these studies. And a lot of the medications are directed towards your community. And it was shocking to me. But then once I started to really engage with the community and learn that, look, there's a lack of trust, right? The community's been ignored and gaslit and appointments are rushed. And we have all this new data about, you know, black women and mortality rates and all of this sort of tragedy, as far as I'm concerned, in the medical community and really within Lupus LA, what we're listening to and when we are having these conversations with community, there's a tremendous lack of trust and there's a tremendous lack of information. And one of the roles that we're proud to play is to sort of cover that gap, fill that gap, and get this information from the clinical trial companies, and then have the trust from the community so that we can play sort of that middle person which says, okay, listen, you don't trust them, but you trust us. Let us provide you with all of this information, and then let us educate you. You know, one of these clinical trial companies was like, we don't understand why these women aren't registering. Okay, well, it's not brain surgery. They don't trust you. They don't know the program. The doctors aren't sharing the trials. So let us play that role. And we've had enormous success recently in having women of color register for these trials because they're hearing about them. They're educating. They're getting education about them and then want to better their lives and better their, you know, the community. And so I think that this part of education is so key, but how you're saying, like, how can you be a part of the conversation if you're not in the room?
Absolutely.
So that's a big role that we are very proud to play, because how can you advance medicine for any minority group if they're not actually a part of the conversation?
Absolutely. And Mr. Wayford, I know this is a hot button for you.
I know it is, brother.
You've been in the space. You're working your butt off trying to get this stuff solved. So we know why clinical trials are important. But give us a little bit of your experience.
Let me say this. One, I joined the clinical trial. I joined the Alzheimer's clinical trial because I think it's easy to talk about it from the sideline, but it's a little different when you're in the game.
Right.
I think what I'm excited about the clinical trials because, one, it gives us an opportunity actually to share information with our community. I think that's very, very important. And I think it's also important that when we talk about, I think what happens more often than not, the black community, we're the victim, we've been charged with the crime. Mm-hmm. In other words, by that I mean there's a lot of clinical trials going on. Most of the time they're never in our community. Mm-hmm. We don't have easy access to them. Secondly, when you look at the PI, which is an acronym for the principal investigator, mm-hmm. he most of the time doesn't look like the people that they're going to serve. Most mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the literature doesn't, you know, they don't run anything past us. The literature doesn't speak to me. It's not culturally competent in its verbiage, or certainly not in its pictures.
Right.
And I think that and also the other hard part or challenge that I say when they charge the victim with the crime, they'll spend 8 years developing a drug, R&D, right? Research and development. Mm-hmm. Then they'll spend maybe $2 or $3 billion trying to create, you know, go through IRB and all that other stuff. Then they'll come to the community and they want to come and they bring you, they give you $25 and a Subway sandwich, half a Subway sandwich and a Coke. Uh-huh. And want you to sit down and listen to all this talk for 2 or 3 hours.
Right.
They don't do any, and they don't even work with the community. And then they give you 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now they haven't worked on this drug for 12 years.
Yeah.
Then they spent $3 billion. Then they come to the community, they'll come to someone like my organization or Sue's organization and say, we'll give you $50,000 in 6 months. We need you to enroll 150 people to study.
Right.
Well, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and then they'll say, black people don't want to show up. Uh-huh. Well, hell, you didn't listen to any of us in terms of how we guide you through this process to get black people and other people of color and actually into this clinical trial and research. Mm-hmm. And you didn't give us the time allotted, because you got to remember, we turn around a battleship, not a rowboat.
Right.
Because even me going all over the country and knowing people that I know all over the country, I still got to come in there and create, rekindle relationships, galvanize other relationships, mm-hmm. galvanize other relationships,
right.
And actually create space mm-hmm. for people to address their concerns. And I think this is my passion. I think sometimes people confuse, you know, when they talk about, well, black people don't get involved because of Tuskegee and Henrietta Lacks. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of Negroes don't even know about Tuskegee.
Right.
They heard about it. Uh-huh. It's not as much that they're paranoid about Tuskegee. It's just that they're catching hell from white folks every day, the police. Uh-huh. So that's what throws them off sometimes. Uh-huh. And then we have to create this space where we can talk to each other like adults and not like children. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why I celebrate the relationship that I created with Susan, because we sat down and talked like adults, not like children to each other. Right. She knows my heart. I know her. Mm-hmm. No, I know her. I'm not going to say nothing ugly or mean, mm-hmm. but we're honest with each other. How do we get this done? How do we move this needle? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And once we start to do that, and I think once we create a united front in terms of how we do these things, and we go to these pharmaceutical company and people like that and explain to them, because I don't think it's malicious as much as it is ignorant. Mm-hmm. They're two of the most dangerous things I believe in the world. Mm-hmm. Well-intended ignorance and conscious stupidity.
Right.
And I think we have to deal with both at some point in time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. As we're talking about this, and that big word in this whole thing as far as clinical trials,
yes.
no matter how we got there, is the distrust
yes.
and the lack of being able to communicate on a level that people can be understood and get
exactly.
engaged and feel comfortable.
Exactly.
So the key is what you guys are doing. The key is for the pharmaceutical companies to do what you and Susan are doing, is to build relationship with community organizations that they do trust.
Exactly.
And get mm-hmm. the information out to the people through them. And as you said, start early. Don't wait until mm-hmm. you're ready to put the drug on the market
exactly.
and you're looking for a 6-month solution to a 15-year problem.
Exactly.
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is real important too, because, when we come together early like this, mm-hmm. then we can help each other. We can help shape the study.
Right.
And we don't just come in as junior partners. We come in as legitimate partners. We help shape the study because early on we can say, this won't work, that will work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they don't have to run back and forth to the internal review board to get everything changed, because, you know, from when you're doing a study and research and anything right here, you have to even make sure that the flyer is the right color.
Exactly.
Because of, you know, people are colorblind, things like that. But if you put all some of these resources and energy on the front end, then we'll have less consternation issues on mm-hmm. the back end. And if my thing is that we need to create a movement. What happens here in America too often, we get caught up in episodic moments. Mm-hmm. You know, this is hot right now. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, you're on to something else.
Right.
We need to create a movement around health in our community as a whole. And I think mm-hmm. lupus is a great jumping off point and starting point. Because, again, disproportionate impact. You heard what Susan said about black women. That's insane.
Yeah, it's
it damn near seemed mathematically impossible. Let me add this one more quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of us being in these clinical trials, because God may have made us equal, but medications don't do the same.
Right.
And so unless you have a balance of culture when you do research and all that, other than that, you just have one particular culture, i.e., for the most part, white people,
mm-hmm.
in terms of how medication responds to their health
right.
issues versus mm-hmm. everybody else. Because I remember I was taking a blood pressure medicine, which created a cough in me, and then I went back and got it changed out.
Brother Wayford, Mr. Rass, we're going to get back to this good conversation we're having about lupus and black women when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
A safe place to go loud.
Loud.
A great place for progressive politics.
KVLA Talk 1580.
I'm Tyreek Wynn. Here's the latest on the Black Information Network. Sean Diddy Combs is facing a new lawsuit from a woman who accuses him of drugging and sexually assaulting her over 20 years ago. Filed in the Supreme Court in New York County, the lawsuit alleges Combs promised to mentor the woman and provide connections in the industry before he became coercive. The Congressional Black Caucus is endorsing Democratic Assemblyman Herb Conway for South Jersey's first ever black congressman. The caucus is an influential group of black members of the U.S. House and Senate. Fulton County, Georgia's D.A. Fonnie Willis is fighting back against the dismissal of 6 counts against Donald Trump and several others in the election interference case. Fonnie Willis's office filed an appeal in hopes of reversing Judge Scott McAfee's March decision. The charges dismissed involve accusations that state officials were illegally influenced to call a special session to appoint Trump electors in 2020. That's the latest. I'm Tyreek Wayne on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hey, it's Dean Sharp. How does 3 months of free electricity and a lifetime of energy savings sound? Well, it's yours when you go solar with Sunlux. Learn more at sunlux.com, sunlux.com.
Follow the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
Follow the leader.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation.
Lead
and intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow 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 the leader.
Fight climate change. This Earth Day, April 22nd, go Metro and ride for free. You'll make a difference. Metro buses run on clean energy, making every day Earth Day. Together, we can clear the air and connect our communities. Start your journey at metro.net.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Stay Housed LA has the resources you need to know your rights and the legal support to back them up. The COVID-19 pandemic has cost people their jobs and livelihoods. This has left an estimated one-third of households not being able to make rent and facing losing their homes. This is a fear no one in our community should have to face. You have rights, though, and Stay Housed LA is here to help. Stay Housed LA is a partnership between the County of Los Angeles, the City of Los Angeles, and local community and legal service providers. Together, they provide tenants with the information and support needed to exercise their rights so they can remain safely in their homes. Find out more about your rights by participating in a virtual tenant workshop. Get the legal assistance you need. Find additional resources in Los Angeles County and the City of Los Angeles. Stay connected to Stay Housed LA County for updates. This and more at stayhousedla.org. Stay connected to Stay Housed LA for updates. This and more at stayhousedla.org. That's stayhousedla.org. Or call their hotline at 213-694-0040. We've got your black with a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Environmental justice is racial justice.
Environmental justice is social justice.
This is KBLA Talk 1580.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. I'm sitting here with my good friend Tony Wayford, president of I Choose Life, and Ms. Susan Baraski, executive director of Lupus LA. And we're talking about lupus and how it impacts our community disproportionately. One in 250 American women will develop this disease. But we're going to talk about something that's very important as far as healthcare in our community, period, which is getting more involved and getting the access to information early. And Tony, you talked about how they would have given you a cookie and a cup of coffee to do that.
But $25 gifts.
Yeah, but Ms. Baraski, I know that some of the things that you've been involved in are a little bit more detailed and encouraging. I want you to talk a little about the emergency grant programs that you have and how important it is to get doctors involved and have those doctor referrals lead us to this room where we can get the help that we need.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll start with sort of doctor referrals. You know, one of the things that is very frustrating is, you know, a statistic around lupus is that it took around 6 to 7 years to be diagnosed 20 years ago. And that statistic has not changed, unfortunately. And one of the roles that Lupus LA hopes to play through all of this education and referrals and resource is to have an impact on getting closer to shortening that diagnosis. So one of the things that we do provide are referrals to doctors. We have and keep in our database the insurance, you know, that doctors take and who takes Medicare and who doesn't. We also have a couple of doctors within our system that will work with us pro bono. When somebody's having a difficult time, patients will reach out and we'll make sure that we get them into an appointment. Unfortunately, a lot of people, just general practitioners, don't identify or understand lupus. So it is really important if anybody in your community or anybody listening feels that they have symptoms, that they reach out to us so that we can get them to the right person and that there is so much help that's available, but you have to get to somebody who actually understands the disease. So that's resources. As far as our emergency grant program, it is unique to Lupus LA. And what we do is we provide up to $500 in a calendar year per patient. We have a small sort of application process. It's very simple. Somebody calls in. We have somebody that takes their application. And that money helps with medical copays, dental copays, you know, it's everything from utility bills, because we know that there is such a large expense around lupus. It's anywhere from like $10,000 to $80,000 a year, depending on the severity of the disease. And so we're trying very hard to raise more money and increase what we give. But right now we know that this program has impact. We hear from the patients. And this is just for Southern California. So if anybody is in need of financial assistance, please reach out. We are proud of this program, and we know that it has an impact on everybody that applies for it.
And you say reach out and tell them once again where they reach out to?
You can either call us at 310-657-5667. You can email us at info@lupusla.org, or you can go to lupusla.org and you can find it on our website, which will give you the resources to reach out to us.
And I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, Ms. Boraski, but we know that lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease. And you talked about
Correct.
Symptoms, and there may be some people that aren't familiar with some of the symptoms of lupus. Can you give us a few of those symptoms?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's tricky about lupus is it's sort of different for every person. I think the majority of the patients have joint pain, some sort of skin or butterfly rash. You can have brain fog. There is heart function, kidney function. But I think the majority of patients start out with feeling a tremendous pain in their bodies, tremendous joint pain, and some sort of skin. That's like the most obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But there are blood tests that can identify it. Unfortunately, they're not given in the general sort of physical blood work. So what we encourage our patients to do is to really advocate for themselves and to ask to see a rheumatologist if there's any confusion, if they're not getting results. Then a rheumatologist is really the doctor that will be able to test them properly and help them identify what they're going through.
And this is why, thanks, Susan, this is why it's so very important, because we as Black people, every symptom she just mentioned mm-hmm. are things that we just deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really think
right.
about it. We just think, you know, because lupus can show up in so many different ways
right.
that we just
Correct.
Chalk it up to, I'm just tired today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just stiff. I walk too much. I missed the bus. All those
Correct.
Other things. And we push those things off and we just push ahead and push forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, again, that's why these things and these programs and projects are so very important, because, pain is almost an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And we just learn to fight
right.
through it and accept the fact that we're not going to succumb to it. We'll just work through it. So I think that's why it's very important that we want to be tested,
I think it's also an issue that women in general, not to remove you guys from the importance of the conversation, but I think women in general tend to just push on.
Exactly.
You know, we have families and jobs and kids and then, you know, we don't always put ourselves first. And then you get to a point where you go to a doctor's appointment. You know, I had a woman reach out to me who had been in the ER 3 times and was sent home because she was told she was emotionally stressed, which pisses us off
right.
tremendously, because it ended up she was in a major lupus flare.
Mm.
And until she reached out to us and got to the right doctor, she was ignored. You know, we know that that's going on in the medical community, and we need people to really advocate for themselves so that they can get to the place where they get the help that they deserve.
Well, Susan, you mentioned something about rheumatologists, and I've had some experience with them, as my uncle mm-hmm. used to say, when my arthur was acting up. and they do give you blood work that you don't get
yeah.
when you go to the doctor. I mean, they have they go a lot deeper in those blood panels and trying
mm-hmm.
to determine
right.
what's wrong with you, in particular with these autoimmune diseases that causes inflammation mm-hmm. and those kinds of things.
And you know, let me just add, too, I think that's why I'm excited about clinical trials, because a lot of times some of our people, sad to say, but the ER generally is their primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go
right.
to the doctor or hospital until we're almost dead.
Yeah.
And what happens mm-hmm. more often than not, when you become involved in clinical trials, you get a complete workup.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of a friend of mine that actually got in a clinical trial, and she found out that she had some other mm-hmm. issue that was greater than the trial.
Right.
And it actually saved
wow.
her life.
Uh-huh.
And I think, again,
right.
those things are so very, very important. And also in clinical trials, you learn how to become a better advocate for your own health and wellness.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I think it's so important
yeah.
because these things, like the projects that Susan and I are doing in
mm-hmm.
clinical trials, it teaches people to become self-conscious agents of their own health
mm-hmm.
and wellness,
exactly.
which I think is key
mm-hmm.
and important.
Exactly. You know, we actually have a caller on the line. He's a regular caller here on Urban Family Focus, and he always has something to give us that we can use. Brother Leroy on line one, Leroy Jones, you're on Urban
yes,
Family
can you hear
Focus.
Me clearly, sir?
I can hear you, sir, and thanks for reaching out to us again.
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, man, wonderful show. Once again, it's really aimed at helping us be the healing. And I just want to thank you over and over again, Reverend Gerald. I also want to know what church you at. I'd love to visit you sometime. That's a secondary conversation.
That's a little off the conversation, but I'm right here in LeMurray Park, brother, L.A. Third Church for Spiritual Living, 4323 LeMurray Boulevard.
Okay, yeah, I'll come check you out sometime.
Okay, I appreciate you.
But I wanted to know, first of all, I wanted to thank you for mentioning the rheumatologist, and I interrupted when you were about to go in deeper on that. But I did want to know, do you primarily aim for a cure or primarily for treatment relative to lupus? Because the only person I ever heard mentioning a functional cure was Dr. Joel Wallach. He comes from a nutritional base where you have to change your diet around, clean out the gut bacteria. But other than that, I've never heard anyone talk about curing lupus. Most people talked about treating lupus, and I'll be quiet.
Okay. Well, let me just touch on that, because there are certain things like lupus, like rheumatoid autoimmune diseases. They say they don't have a cure for them. From the holistic side, if you're able to clean all the toxins out of your body and give your body all the nutrients that it needs to do what God intended it for to do, you got a better chance of overcoming or dealing with or coping with these illnesses or subduing these illnesses. But I'm not a medical doctor. According to them, there is no quote unquote cure, which means they haven't come up with a medicine that they can give you. But anytime you take the steps to improve your health, to cleanse, to eat right, we in our community, we're disproportionately impacted by a lot of things. And Tony hit on one of the reasons. It's cultural. And Susan said the women keep it pushing. Right. No, we've had to keep it pushing.
That's
we've had to work through pain. We've had to endure. Mm-hmm. You couldn't come out them fields just because your head was hurting.
No.
You had to keep it going. And it became a cultural thing with black folks in this country that, if grandma had a few home remedies like that castor oil bottle and that orange slice sitting on the counter,
that would keep
you together so you could keep it moving.
That's right.
Because we didn't have
the luxury to be sick.
We couldn't be sick.
No.
But anyway, we're going to continue this conversation about lupus and how it affects the women in our community when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KVLA Talk 1580.
Girl, I have a secret. When I get stressed out, I get sweaty. That's why I use Secret Clinical Antiperspirant. It's like my own secret weapon. For 72 hours, I get Secret's strongest protection against sweat caused by stress, heat, and activity. Because you know how crazy life can get. Plus, it's made with advanced odor fighters that don't just cover up smelliness. They help prevent it from happening in the first place. Believe me, if I weren't wearing Secret, I'd be a hot, smelly mess. Thankfully, Secret works.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Memorial Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We knew you'd stick around. This is LA's home for progressive talk radio.
Be heard.
Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking about black women in the loop. We're having a conversation about lupus, which is an autoimmune disease that affects one in every 250 African-American women in this country. And it's one of those things where there's so many different symptoms that we face daily and work through daily. And it's easy to be misdiagnosed or not get diagnosed. And we have Susan Baraski with us, who's given us a lot of information, who's the executive director of Lupus LA. And Susan, this is going to be our last segment. We got 7 or 8 minutes left to talk about lupus and how it's impacting our community. So I want to go to you first and to give us your final take and words of encouragement and things that we can do to make sure that we get on top of this lupus situation.
Absolutely. I appreciate that opportunity. Just to address the caller, I do want you to know, or I want the community to know, that obviously the cure is the goal. We do contribute money to research. There are other organizations that spend an enormous amount of money. The government gives money. That's the ultimate goal. At Lupus LA, our primary goal is just supporting the patient, right? We're sort of a boots on the ground organization. We want to make life better for lupus patients. And so everything that we do really serves the community. Something that I really want your listeners to know is that one of the things that we offer are support groups. We do find an enormous response to patient-to-patient support. So every month we host 6 virtual support groups. There's 2 adult groups, 1 young adult group, 1 Spanish-speaking group, 1 bilingual group, and 1 male-only group, because very often men are not really talked about within the community. This month, we're going to be starting a teen group. And what we know from these groups is they're run by a facilitator, a social worker, and they address current topics between the attendees. And some people come every month. And some people come once in a while, but that support, it's a global group. So obviously digitally, you can come in from anywhere. And we know that impacts because patients can help each other understand what they're going through more than almost anybody else, right? So that's something that's really important that we want our community to know that we have. We also host a podcast called Your Story, Our Fight. One of the things that I learned in the first couple of years within this disease was that lupus patients were not getting the chance to share their stories. and inspiring other patients through doing that. So we always encourage people to reach out to us, info@lupusla.org. We tell everyday people stories, and those stories inspire others through their journeys, through their diagnoses stories. So again, that's an opportunity to not just share your story, but to listen to other stories. Maybe you go, oh my God, I'm going through that, or I felt that. And so there's a real community that's built around that. That's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on at Lupus LA. We are a community. And just like when Tony reached out to me, we want to do whatever we can to get inside the community and help. So if anybody has any questions, any ideas, any suggestions, criticisms, we take it all.
Thank you so much, Susan, for all that great information and being with us this morning. We're going to use these last few minutes to allow Mr. Wayford to yeah. close us out. And Tony, again, we have about 4.5 minutes left,
sure.
and it's all to you. But I want to start by asking, you've done a lot of great work since I Choose Life has come into existence. So just touch on what you consider to be one of the most important things that you've done, and then how we move forward with this lupus and the things that you're doing now.
I think the most important thing that I've done to date probably was just doing it, getting involved, partnerships. Certainly when I started working in HIV, that collaboration with Al Heyman and Pfizer, actually being able to test 30,000 black people, I think that was great. Right now I'm celebrating probably one of the greatest partnerships I could ever have had in my partnership with I Choose Life and Jumo Health, which has enabled us to work all over this country in terms of creating partnerships with different organizations, creating conversations around clinical trials, research, issues of lupus, small cell lung cancer, colorectal cancer, and actually creating community advisory boards all over this country. And I think it's so important because black people are monolithic. What works in Clarksdale, Mississippi is not necessarily going to work in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. What works in Manhattan is not necessarily going to work in Chicago or Detroit or Denver. And I think these collaborations all around the country has me extremely excited, because I think we have an opportunity now to rescue and reconstruct ourselves as a people. And I think when we come together, we can create the good world that we as black people want and deserve to live in. And I think the other thing that's very important is that we actually don't shy away from who we are and what needs to happen for us as a people. We can't be shamed and shy. Like I say black. I don't generally say people of color. I say black. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that, because mm-hmm. too often if we don't say – I don't know how we can say the black people are disproportionately impacted,
yeah.
but we won't say black people. Mm-hmm. It's just like, with all due respect, when Obama administration came up with that national HIV-AIDS strategy, mm-hmm. well – It and we know at that time it was disproportionately impacted black people, but it didn't have any money in it. It was just an idea, and as you know, any idea without adequate funding is just that. It's just a good idea,
right.
And I think now we have an opportunity between, like I said, between the partnerships that we've created and good partnerships and friendly partnerships where we have the latitude and the space to actually work with each other, be honest with each other, and see how we can legitimately collaborate to create the good world and good community I know that we deserve to all live in. That's my greatest thing that I celebrate right now.
Well, we're so glad that we have people like you that are stepping forward and addressing some of the issues that impact us, because we know that the topics we cover on this station, addiction, mental illness, health and wellness,
right.
financial literacy, all those things are important.
Right.
But without the health and wellness, none of it matters.
No.
You know, so that's why we spend a little time here talking about health and wellness. We do a program every April. You know, we partner with somebody in the health community.
We just did
one with Providence just this past month, and that was very great and gave a lot of information and allows doctors to come and share.
Right.
And people like you who are out there putting these different entities together so we as a community can have more resources and access to the information we need. And I know you've done a lot of work to build that trust factor back.
Right.
And that's one for me. That's what I get the most pushback on, particularly when it pertains to mental illness and addiction. People don't want to talk about it. They want to keep it on the down low. They don't want to bring it out.
Exactly.
So we got to be able to talk about what's going on with
And you're only as sick as your secrets anyway. You know what I mean?
There you go. So, Tony, you got about a minute left here. So tell us how people can get in touch with your organization.
You can go to www.ichoose-life.com. That's www.ichoose-life.com. ichoose-life.com. And unlike Susan, what threw me off when I first met Susan, you can call in. She actually answered the phone. That threw me off. I'm not going to give you my phone.
Well, look, Susan, thank you so much. You were a wealth of information.
Thank you.
And thank you for that energy and passion. I can feel it in your voice. And I know that you're going to do great things to help our sisters deal with this thing called lupus. And Tony, you always on the case. So I don't have to worry about you. You're going to come up with something that's going to help, bless you, call us black people to get on the move.
That's
get
right.
Ahead. So thank you both for being with us this morning. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, addiction counselor. And thank all of you for tuning in to Urban Family Focus. We'll see you next Saturday. Black Lives Matter is next.